Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Pierre Riveri, CFO of Intima Solutions. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is ITM. And the company's goal is to integrate technologies to marketing. Thanks for joining us today, Pierre.
My pleasure.
Great. Now, I'll start off by talking about your recently completed Q3 results, which saw a EBITDA improvement of 13% for the quarter.
I think it's a good sign for us. We now have been in positive EBITDA for the last four quarters. We have been able to do some restructuring here, and we are now more productive, let's say, and we've been able to increase the EBITDA because of that. It's not like we're not really satisfied so far with the increase in the revenues, but we're working on this, and we think that this will be the next phase in our plan.
So yeah, talk about some of the challenges that you faced this year, and what are some of your specific strategies to overcoming them moving forward.
Well, what we want to do in the future is really concentrate on the more profitable activity that we have here. We're still, let's say, a web shop. We do website and all that kind of activity surrounding the web marketing. But I think one of our best thing we do is email campaign for a big company. So this is the part that we want to concentrate on in the future. For example, we help an important Canadian telecommunication company to do their weekly email campaign to all their customers. We also work with the Canadian retail store to reach their members to do successful marketing campaign. So that part of the revenues are quite important for us because not only we're able to sell the license, but it also gives us the possibility to offer services surrounding the product, and that's quite profitable for us, and that's what we want to concentrate on.
So yeah, in terms of marketing and online visibility, talk about some of your services and where we may be able to find them.
Well, I think what we do, we're let's say in the market right now, there's a lot of companies that offer tools for marketing web activities. There's also great creative marketing agency, but what we want to offer is a little bit of both. So we want to use our technology and innovation to go to the customer and offer a turnkey solution for technology with services. So we want to couple the creativity with the product.
Right. And so who are some of your competitors, and what differentiates your Intima from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, like I said, a lot of the competition comes from people that only offer one of the two category we offer. So let's say we will have a competitor from how is it called? Cheetah that does email campaign for marketing, but they don't offer services. They will only offer the product. On the other end, you will see we are also competing with some big marketing company that on the other end doesn't have the technology. So we think we're well positioned in the market because of this, because we're able to react faster to a customer that need a specific thing with the technology, because we're also a technology company.
Definitely. So you kind of understand their exact needs on a day-to-day basis.
Exactly. And since we're a Quebec company, there's quite important tax credits here, and we're able to have a big R&D team that will always keep the product up to date and always keep the product in a way that we will be innovative and ahead of the competition.
Right. So you're trying to take advantage of some of the market trends?
Yeah, exactly.
Great. So perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Pierre, as well as that of some of the key management team?
Well, I come from the animation industry. I've been CFO for a company called Toon Boom Animation. Toon Boom Animation did, well, they still do it, animation 2D software. We have a big important customer like Disney, Film Roman, and all that. This company, I think, if you look at the 2D animation in the morning cartoon, 70% of the cartoon animation was produced with our software. So I've been with Toon Boom 12 years, and at the time it was quite a startup. And at the end, when I left, we were a leader in the market, not only in Canada and the U.S., but also in the world. Also, the president here, CEO, is Roger Plourde. He has been in marketing for more than, I think, 25 years. So he knows a lot this market. And the way he see the marketing trend over the last few years, it's clear for him that you need to couple marketing with technology now, because you can be creative, but if you don't know what tool to use to really take advantage of the creativity, you won't be a leader in that market.
Great. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team hopes to accomplish for Intima over the course of the next year?
Well, this summer, the first phase was really to restructure the company in terms of financing and put a better balance sheet together. So we signed a new bank facility with the Bank of Montreal this summer. And then we did this turnaround after that, which is concentrate on profitable activity and reorganize work here. So we're ready to be more productive and we're ready for the growth. In our business plan, what we want to achieve is really bring people in the company that will offer creativity, but with an open mind in working with technology. So they need to have an open mind, not only in terms of creativity, but really being able to couple both of them together. And in terms of technology, what we want to do with our software is really keep improving it to make sure we keep our leading edge on that side. Also, we have been working on some new tools, specifically to automatically analyze the customer behavior. So this couple with this will be really important when we will offer to businesses email campaign activity, because the goal is to offer to increase the return on investment on their web marketing campaign. So we want to be able to help them sending email that will really target the customer needs.
Definitely. And so in terms of investors, Pierre, do you believe that the Intima Solutions investment story and your company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Well, I must admit that I don't think it's the case. Right now, if you look at our price, with only 25 million shares outstanding, that's about a 1 million Canadian evaluation. So, no, we're not happy with that evaluation for sure. If you only take our book value, we're at 14 cents right now. So for sure, if we look on that side, there's a lot of potential for the investor. If we do go ahead with, and we will, with our action plan and business plan, we will get out tools and innovation in the next few months that will really help us attract new important customer, because we're dealing with big customer here. So once you find important customer that comes in, usually they lock in with our solution for a while, and it's not easy after that for them to find another solution. So there's a lot of recurrence in our revenue. So we think that the future is good, because with the level of expense we have right now and the productivity we can get out of the people we have, If our revenue increase, it's clear that it will reflect directly on the EBITDA, and it will generate a lot of profitability for us. Also, on that side, we want to use our public structure to really do acquisition, and that will quickly bring us to a more interesting level of revenue, let's say. So we want to take advantage of our of public structure to do that quickly. There's already some deal in the pipeline that we're looking at. Like I said, our goal is really to couple the technology with creativity. So not only we look at acquisition on the technology side, but we also look to do some acquisition in the creative marketing people, let's say from a creative agency. And we think that putting those two kind of resources together will achieve great results in the future.
Certainly, and I appreciate you kind of giving us that little overview of some of your upcoming synergies in your M&A activity. And so once again, joining us today is Pierre Riveri, CFO of Intima Solutions, which trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is ITM. And before we conclude, Pierre, just to kind of rehash everything, what do you think are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think there's a lot of potential in the company. Like I said, right now we're at the bottom of the line, so there's only so much we can do on the upside. There's not a lot of downside potential, let's say. So that's why in the short term, it's already a good investment. Now in the long term, with our business plan and the way we want to do things here, it will also be a good investment for the long term, because we want to grow to a more important level of activity, and we want to be the leader in what we think could be an interesting market in the future.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.